Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Samach Dalet, Menachos 64. Today's Daf Yomi, we are in the sixth chapter of Tractate Menachos called Perek Rebbe Yishmael. And this chapter deals with the laws of the sacrifice that is called the offering of the Omer. Or it states in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 10 through 14, when you come to the land that I, Hashem, will give you, you shall take a harvest and bring it, and you shall cut the barley and bring an offering, an Omer offering to the Kohen. And the Kohen is supposed to wave it before Hashem. And this is going to be done on the second day of Pesach, the 16th day of the month of Nisan. So in today's Daf Yomi on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah talks about from where they would bring this barley offering for the Omer. So where would they get the actual barley? So says our Mishnah, Mitzvah Sa'omer, the mitzvah of taking this barley offering, ideally it's supposed to come Lahavi Min HaKarov. Ideally it's supposed to come from the barley that was closest to Jerusalem. However, Lo Biker HaKarov LiYerushalayim, let's say the barley that was closest to Jerusalem was not yet completely ripe, then under those circumstances, one could bring it from any place in the land of Israel. And our Mishnah says, Masa, there was an incident, Sheba Omer Migagos Tzarifin, that one time the barley offering came from the place that was called Gagos Tzarifim, and also the Shtei Lechem Mibikas Ein Socher, and the Shtei Lechem, the two loaves of bread for Shavuos that was supposed to come from the wheat, that came from this place that was called the Valley of Ein Socher. So the Gemara first analyzes the question, what's the reason that it's a mitzvah to bring the barley offering and that also the chitim offering, the wheat offering for the two loaves? What's the reason it's supposed to come from the closest places? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. The first possibility is mishum, because it states in the verse in Leviticus chapter 2 verse 14, if you bring the minchas bikurim, it should be karmel, and from the word karmel, that means that that's the softest. So the idea is that if you bring it from the closest, it's going to be the freshest, and if you bring it from something farther away, it will get stale. The barley will get stale from the wind, or will get ruined by the wind. And so that's the first idea, that the closer it is, the fresher it's going to be. Alternatively, the Gemara says, Mishum de ein maviron ala mitzvos. You don't want to pass over a mitzvah. And so therefore, if you're going to be bringing it from something far away, you first have to pass by the earlier places, and that's not appropriate. You're supposed to do the mitzvah what's closest to you. You don't want to pass over a mitzvah. It's a deep psychological idea, a deep religious idea, that we don't want to pass over something to get to another mitzvah. You take the first mitzvah that comes to us to do. There's a possible distinction between them, between these two cases, the Nafkamina and the Sfas Emes points out that according to the approach that says it's Carmel, that if you you need to find the closest place, so that should be Carmel. But of course, according to the idea that it was Mavirin al Mitzvah, let's say you had already gone too far, do you still need to go back and get the closer place, or then we don't want to pass over Mitzvah, so then you can take it from anywhere? So the Gemara then goes on to tell us the story about why they one time brought it from this place called Gagos Trifin, and one time they brought it from this place called Pikas Ein Socher. That what happened was that there was once a fight between the two kingdoms of the Hasmonean. And then there were two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, who were these two Hasmonean princes, and they were fighting with each other. And so what happened was Hyrcanus was doing a siege outside of Jerusalem, and Aristobulus was inside Jerusalem. And so every day, b'kol yom v'yom, that every single day the people of Jerusalem would send money down to the people who were outside, bekupa, in a box. And then what would happen was the people outside who were with Hyrcanus, they would send up the offering. So at least they could continue with the sheep offerings. Malahan, they would send up sheep for the daily offerings. But there was one person there, Hayasham Zakin Echa, there was one person, Shayamakir Bechachmas Yavanis. He knew the, here it means he knew the hand signals. They called it Greek wisdom, but he knew how to make little signs with his hands. And laws lahem b'chachmas yivanis. And he told the he basically tattled on them, and he said to them with using this Greek sign language. He said, He said, as long as the Jewish people are engaged in bringing these offerings, they're never going to be handed over to you. You have no chance of beating them. So what happened? The next day, the next day when the people inside sent down the money in the box, the people outside, instead of sending up two sheep for the daily offering, they sent up a pig. And given once it reached half of the wall, what the pig did was not of the choma. It dug its hooves into the wall. And all of Israel shook as a result of the anger of God, but the desecration of His name that they were sending up a pig to be sacrificed. At that moment, the sages said, Aror Shegado Chazir, cursed to be the person who grows a pig in Jerusalem, and Aror Shelame Bino Chachmas Yevanis, and cursed to be the one who teaches his child this Greek wisdom, this sign language. And it was at that moment, that the siege was happening in Jerusalem, and that all of the fields around Jerusalem were being burnt, that we learned that they had to go out far and go to Gagos Tzrifin to find the Omer offering, and they had to go to Shnei Lechem to go to this valley of Bikas Ein Sochar. Because there was this civil war between these two brothers, and because there was the civil war had come, that the norms of society had been destroyed, that they were substituting a pig for a sheep. That's what caused it, and that's what led that they couldn't find any of the fields around Jerusalem to bring the Omer or the wheat offering, and they had to go far away to the Gagos Tzrifin or Bikas Ein Socher.